Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 84. It's August 25th, 2020. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. That is from the Bible. It's from 1 Corinthians 13. And this was one of two readings at our wedding for Jen and me. The other was a Billy Collins poem called The Litany, which is awesome. He's Billy Collins, so good. I'll link to you both in the notes here at regular.fm/84. And it was on my mind after yesterday, I guess, reading about Teddy Roosevelt, the Stoics, things like that, about strengthening ourselves every day, an inner citadel. That's all well and good. It's very appropriate advice. It's great advice. Great thinking there. Ryan Holiday has done a wonderful job of surveying all this good stuff and bringing it into bite-sized chunks very effectively. He's written also great, long form books and stuff too. Excellent stuff. But when you hear this sort of thing, you may or may not be steeped in the Bible, and it's okay. But it reminds me of the old Indiana Jones, the scene in the first Raiders of the Lost Ark, when two intelligence operatives bring him news that the Nazis are trying to find the Ark of the Covenant, and he's like, "Hey, did you guys ever go to Sunday school?" like ribbing them about not knowing that part of things, the tale. But it's just interesting. It's striking to read this and realize how far short of this I fall. Suffering long and is kind, does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puffed up, is not rude, not provoked, thinks no evil, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It'd be difficult to write a description of modern media that's more opposite of this. The self-righteousness that's on parade from all sides, Rush Limbaugh, John Oliver, anybody that's got the bug of CNN, Fox, or MSNBC on top of them while they're talking, sitting at a desk with fancy graphics packages and all of that. And then just go peek into social media for 5 seconds and see what you see. So it's a bit of a challenge. It's not this sort of approach is not in vogue. It's under assault. I also like the beginning paragraph where it distinguishes, or it differentiates love and knowledge and oratory and prophecy or predictive power. If you have all of those things, you have love. It does you no good at all. And that's another thing we love to do these days, is predict what's right around the corner, predict this or that. And that's, of course, used as a tool often of persuasion, subjugation even. We're supposed to believe these prognostications and then cede power to others. Pick your party, doesn't really matter. And we think we can centralize it all in D.C. or wherever, and they will solve our problems. They will tell us what to do. I am not accountable. I'm a good person. I'm doing my thing, and of course I'm good. It's everybody else that's creating these problems. I don't know. These things have been on my mind lately. So I'm all for Ryan Holiday and the Stoics and The Obstacle is the Way and so many other books, the entire genre of personal productivity literature comes in. It's fine. Be efficient. Build knowledge. Do these things. But I think, too, it's worth reexamining our own personal foundations and core and think about what it means to love, what actions evidence that we are loving, and to get better at that. The only other time through these is so far that I've read the Bible, I guess Ryan Holiday began his chapter yesterday with a quote from Proverbs. I've also read Ecclesiastes 1, all is vanity, all the knowledge in the world, even if you have a perfect recollection of history, it's going to happen again. People will forget about what you're going through now, and you forgot what came before. And so, I don't know. I think the man's name, I'm going to look him up real quick. It reminds me of this individual. Yeah, I was right. Daryl Davis. In case y'all who are listening haven't heard his story, I'll go find some of his story and put it in the show notes. I feel like I should probably get... there's got to be books about him, a book of his, something. He's done plenty of interviews and talks as well. And to get his account of how he does what he does. He's sort of a very appropriate hero for our moment, an exemplar, a leader. And he, as much as any of us could, would satisfy any checklist built out of 1 Corinthians 13. A truly amazing individual. I'll have a look and I don't know, maybe tomorrow or sometime this week, I'll dive more into his stuff. It's fantastic. Thanks, y'all.